Afternoon Jam's Big Rob. You know, there are some people that we have met on our journey who have really, like, made a difference with us as a radio station and as individual.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
The person we have on the phone line from Ghostbuster, Jim Anderson, who's probably somewhere, I visualize it being hot, humid, but beautiful. Jim Anderson's on the phone line from Ghostbusters. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, Paul, Rob, I am doing great because I get to spend a few minutes with the two of you guys and talk a little bit about how much I love the beat.
Man, we appreciate that. Now, that sounds good. We love those kind of conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you made a lasting impression. You and Alice made a lasting impression on us. And when you came into the market for a couple years and you helped groom us into...
Yeah.
Well, Rob, what would you say, Rob?
Into a better business people as far as applying our non-profit status, radio, and different things that they brought to the table. Little ways to make things better than what we had established. They were 10 times better after Jim and Alice left.
Right.
With us, and we had a better understanding of radio business as
exactly.
well as how to interact with the public. So,
yeah, and it made me a better supervisor.
Yeah.
You know, Big Rob became assistant general manager, me Han is program director. Jim's like, "You're doing too much, Paul. You're doing too much, man. You got to trust the process." So, so we listen,
man.
Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, man, I remember those conversations. In fact, I remember one of the earliest conversations that we had was I was sitting there in your conference room. You're in the little conference room you got there, and Rob, I think you were with us, and I looked Paul in the eye and I said, "Paul, I got news for you. You don't run a radio station." I said, "You run a nonprofit community service enterprise that is filling the gaps that other agencies aren't serving. That you are doing everything you can to invest in the community and invest in the people of that community, from healthcare to workforce development to just so many different areas. I know we don't have time to list all of them now, but you're doing so much. And guys, I'll tell you that I have been singing your praises literally around the world."
Oh, wow.
Alice and I are fundraising consultants. We serve nonprofits all around the world and do a lot of public speaking and training and things. And we do end up working with a lot of radio stations. And we were there in Muskegon because at the time, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting hadn't given you your grant yet. And we were trying to help you get that grant.
Yeah.
That work out? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it.
We got it.
We got it.
Yeah.
We right. got it. Thanks all to right. you and Alice.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you guys deserve it. I told people when I was talking to people about that program, I said, you have to support these people. You have to support Paul and Rob and Mihan and the rest of the group because they are exactly what you say you are here to serve. They are this organization that is deeply invested locally and providing service beyond just music on the airwaves, providing service beyond just interviews and things. You were invested in community. I said, I told the people at the CPB, I said, "Hey, if you are honest about who you are trying to serve, this is one of the number one stations that should get that grant."
That's what happened there. I was figuring out, like, how did this happen?
How did this happen?
Thank you.
Hey, I do not take credit for all of it, but I think maybe just me saying that made them think about it a little bit.
It made a
difference. And then they got to know you, because I don't think they took my word for it. I figured they looked for themselves and they saw that what I was saying was true about what you guys do.
Yeah. And that relationship has been a solid relationship since that time. How long has it been, Jim?
I just looked it up, Paul, because I wasn't totally sure. Let's see. I got the calendar still open here. Alice and I walked in your door 1 month ago, 10 years ago.
Wow.
It was April 16th. 2014 was the first day that we came and visited the station and got to know everybody and got to see what you were doing.
Wow.
Time has been...
Yeah, and well, we were... It hasn't been that long since we talked, because we did work together for a couple of years.
Right.
And then after that program was over, we touched base every once in a while. And Paul and Rob, I mean, I think I interact with you, Paul, more on Instagram than anywhere else. I'm always seeing the amazing work that you're doing, and you just keep inspiring me. And frankly, I guess that's why I reached out. I guess at this point, what was it, yesterday? Alice and I, we were driving back from Santa Fe, and we had been up working with the Taos Community Foundation up in Taos, New Mexico, and I got to spend a good deal of time with some of the Taos people, the Tewa, just wonderful experience with them. And I've done a lot of work with other indigenous groups, and it's one of the reasons that some of the work you do really, really touches me. But we were driving back from this, and we're out in the middle of the desert of New Mexico, and if you've ever been out here, you know that it's just miles and miles of ocean, of red sand and red rock formation. There's nothing much out there, no terrestrial radio, except when you're near a city, and that might be 2 hours between cities. And wow. we had about a 5.5 hour drive, and we were driving home, and I flipped on one of the stations that we had been working with for 18 years, KAWC and Border Radio down in Yuma, Arizona, and then I listened to them a little bit, and then I decided I'd check out another station, so I went to another one of the stations I love, WWOZ in New Orleans, and listen to them for a minute, and I'm thinking, well, why aren't you listening to another one of your stations? Because I consider you guys one of my stations.
That's right. That's it.
And, yes, sir.
And I tuned in, and I'll be honest with you. Maybe this is just a little too, I don't know, big heart, or you know, but I wanted to hear your voices. I tuned in because I just wanted to hear your voices, and I was hoping that I would catch you guys on the air. Mm. And sure enough, Big Rob was on the air. And Rob, I can't remember, who were you on the air with yesterday when I called?
I'm trying to think. Paul. Yeah, it was Paul.
Yeah, we were together.
Yeah, we were together.
Was it Paul? Oh, yeah. I thought Paul. No. I thought you had said Paul that you had to call him, but maybe it was.
Yeah, I had to call him because we weren't in the same location. Yeah. We were in different locations.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But yeah. So I called because I wanted to hear your voices, and the two of you guys are talking about sending some students on this trip, the trip to Ghana.
Yes.
And I've known about that from seeing some of your Instagram posts and things, Paul. And when I heard it, I instantly wanted to call and support you guys and support you in that effort.
Wow.
It just seemed like the right thing to do.
Wow. Wow. Thousands miles away, Muskegon. And we haven't seen them in years.
No, we haven't seen
them. Connection.
We just talked about them the week prior.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, I wonder what Jim and them doing.
Exactly.
You know?
And for you to tune in like that and to be touched by that, man, Jim, we appreciate you, man. We don't know. Whatever you decide to do, we're grateful for. You know, because you already gave us a valuable asset. You know, we're better people, better station because of you.
Well, I really appreciate it. And again, it's like, you know that thing that when you know, there are some people that they walk in the room and you just smile because you know it's going to be this wonderful time.
Yes.
And that's the way Alice and I feel about you guys. You know, we hear your voices, and we were smiling before we decided to make this contribution. And I think part of what was really motivating me to support this work that you're doing, to support taking these students to Ghana for this experience, it was that you're connecting people with their cultural roots.
Yeah.
And that's so important to me because I mentioned I do so much work with Native Americans and indigenous communities, and they've got the benefit of often living on their ancestral lands.
Yeah.
And to give these students an opportunity to explore their cultural roots is just, I think, it's going to be life-changing.
Yeah.
I understand it already has been for some of them.
Yes. Yes.
So I'll tell you what Alice and I want to do. We want other people to share in the experience of supporting something that's as important as what you're doing. So what we want to do is we want to make a contribution, but we want to do it in the form of a matching challenge. So what we want to do is, and I don't know when you want to do this, Paul. Is this something you want to do now? Do you want to hold it till the weekend?
What do you think, Rob? Mayor Rob is contemplating. Rob, go ahead.
I'm thinking Saturday would be the best.
Okay.
We have people come in and give a lot of cash donations as well as credit card donations and things like that on Saturday mornings. So from 8 to 2. Whatever you donate, Muskegon, Gold Busters, Jim Anderson, and Alice, they're going to match. If you donate $1,000, they will donate $1,000.
That's right. So if you that what we're planning to do here is we're going to donate up to $1,000, but it's going to be matching whatever the rest of the supporters give. So if somebody gives $25, we're going to make it $50. If somebody gives $100, we're going to make it $200.
Double it.
We're going to double it. Think about that, Rob. If you knew that you could make an investment and it would immediately be doubled, wouldn't you do that?
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And we're going to do. Yeah. This weekend, you get to double your investment in supporting sending these students to Ghana and supporting the BEAT. You get to double your investment because we're going to match whatever you can give. So it doesn't matter, $5, $10, $100, we are going to match that.
I'm getting chills. You know, Jim, we never stopped the airways to do a fundraiser for the radio station. We just use the underwriting and grants to operate. And so the only time we do the fundraiser is for the Kids Free Trip to Africa to raise money, which is our outreach. And you know, we shooting for 14,000-15,000. So we're not shooting for the big goals, the big money. In to have you to do this, man, is I'm getting chilled. That is a plane ticket.
Yes.
When we do that match and somebody give $1,000 and you guys match it with $1,000, that's their plane ticket.
That's their plane ticket. So
oh my God. So y'all need to get y'all money together for Saturday.
Save it for Saturday. We don't want it right now. Save it for Saturday.
Rob is in the studio doing the blues show.
Yes, sir.
Call in. Come by the station.
We're taking cash, checks, and money orders, and credit cards, and debit cards. All that.
All currency. I wish we had a Bitcoin account. Wow. Thank you, Jim. You and Alice, man. Y'all are
Goldbusters.
Goldbusters are some amazing, amazing group of people to think about us. And I'm glad that, you know, the Spirit led you to tune in to us at that time. And it was perfect timing.
It was good stuff. Sometimes just happens, and just hearing you guys talk about this in this last minute, I got to tell you, I just got waves of chills going over my body because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling how important this can be. And while Alice and I are making this contribution, what you're doing, you who are listening, is you are giving us a gift as well. You are helping us make our contribution more meaningful to support this program. So do something for yourself. Make that contribution. Get these little chills of your own because you know you're doing something that's going to make a difference.
Man, I feel it. I feel it.
Sir,
wow, we
sir.
Wish we had Jim in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime, man. Anytime, gentlemen. Anytime.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can we call you next week to do a recap?
Absolutely.
Yes, I think absolutely. This we have to. And wow, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I would be honored. I would be honored to come back with you. And frankly, I'm going to be real curious. I want to know just how much Muskegon's what they're ready to do. What Muskegon Heights is ready to do.
Yeah, we about to post this on social media. It's on radio. It's going to be on all our platforms. All right. So
everybody's platform.
They're going to know about it.
They're definitely going to know.
Thank you. years.
Well, guys, I gotta come back to Muskegon Heights specifically because I miss the chicken coop.
You remember the chicken coop?
when I was living there, I'd go over to the coop, grab my dinner, head back to my hotel room, and I felt like I was at home.
There you go. You know, all the celebrities, they stop by chicken coop when they come here. They know about the chicken coop.
If they're smart.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much, Jim, man. We'll talk to you next week sometime.
Yes.
And thank you for the donation that you already made yesterday. And we really appreciate
Absolutely.
You. Our heart is warm. Man, that's why I love America. That's why I love our circle of love. Rob, it's nothing but circle of love. Send my regards to Alice. Give her a hug for me. And thank
you, sir.
Thank you for everything, Jim.
Everything. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Jim Anderson from Goldbusters making a pledge. Go ahead and say it again, Rob.
Making a pledge that they will match up to $1,000 whatever Muskegon Heights surrounding areas donate this Saturday from 8 to 2 p.m. If you donate 5, consider it 10. If you donate 10, consider it 20. Up to $1,000. So if we can reach that goal this Saturday of $1,000, we will have another $1,000 coming from Goldbusters.
And that's a plane ticket.
And that is one plane ticket. $2,000 is a plane ticket.
Wow. I'm getting chills.
So
Save your money, Muskegon.
Save your money, Muskegon. This Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m., come to the Amazing Right Media Center, 1877 Peck Street. If you need to call and make a donation on that day, call 231-722-8338. They will hand me the phone, and I will take care of that donation online. So thank you once again, Jim and Alice from Goldbusters. And thank you, Muskegon, for supporting this great endeavor.
Going back to my music, Saturday on Jams.